Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
It's Advantage Warren in a revealing debate.
I was shocked by the intensity from Elizabeth Warren. That was a young lady on a mission.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Bloomberg battered and bloodied.
Stop and frisk, which went after African-American and Latino people in an outrageous way.
Mayor Pete punching with both hands.
One candidate who wants to burn this party down and another candidate who wants to buy this party out.
I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation.
But on this Thursday morning, our world is not all about politics.
Debuting on Broadway today, a new version of the American classic West Side Story. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The NFL wants to expand the playoffs and a buzzer-beating win for first-place Seton Hall. This is Brad Heller.
And forget what they said about highway tolls.
An exasperated Governor Lamont excoriates his fellow Democrats.
Don't say I can't make up my mind and I need another week.
And shelves a plan to toll trucks on Connecticut highways. I'm Steve Burns along I-95 in Greenwich.
Plus our 88 seconds in sound for this date, February 20th.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Well, good morning. It's Thursday. I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm Paul Murnane. Let's begin with the debate. Did you catch it last night?
Part of it.
Yeah.
The first part, I guess about a half an hour of it before I had to go to bed. And I got to tell you, I was really kind of surprised. It was like gladiators in the Roman Colosseum. Although I don't think the Romans let women in the ring way back when.
Right.
Because it was Elizabeth Warren's night last night, wasn't
it? And Mike Bloomberg limped away wounded. CBS News campaign reporter Tim Perry sums up the clip you're about to hear.
Mayor Bloomberg appeared especially unprepared for some of the attacks that came his way. In particular, when Senator Elizabeth Warren challenged him to release some of the women from non-disclosure agreements that they've signed. Women who have accused him of making inappropriate comments to them in the past.
None of them accused me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me put, there's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
So wait, when you say it is up to, I just want to be clear. Some is how many? And when you say they signed them and they wanted them, if they wish now to speak out and tell their side of the story about what it is they allege, that's now okay with you? You're releasing them on television tonight?
Senator, no.
Is that right?
Senator, the company and somebody else, in this case, a man or a woman, or could be more than that, they decided when they made an agreement that they wanted to keep it quiet for everybody's interest. They signed the agreements, and that's what we're going to live with.
I'm sorry. No, the question is, are the women bound by being muzzled by you? And you could release them from that immediately. Because understand, this is not just a question of the mayor's character. This is also a question about electability. We are not going to beat Donald Trump with a man who has who knows how many non-disclosure agreements and the drip, drip, drip of stories of women saying they have been harassed and discriminated against.
Conventional wisdom would have said the target would have been on Sanders. He is the declared front runner. Instead, the target was clearly Mayor Bloomberg, and he did a poor job trying to defend what he should have been prepared for, things that have been in the news and in the conversation of every particular candidate who's on that debate stage. I was very shocked by that.
That is Democratic strategist Antoine Seawright, who's also a CBS News political contributor.
Yeah, Bloomberg did not seem very prepared. You imagine he would have been with all the money he has, all the advisors, the huge team, the machine. So now the scorecard seems to be Warren surging, Bloomberg suffering, although his spending can certainly buy more eyeballs than the debate last night. Sanders under attack like never before, but still standing strong. Biden holding his own, which leaves the last two big names, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar.
Buttigieg and Klobuchar are two candidates who simply don't like each other. And they were standing on the edge of the stage next to each other. And there were a couple of moments where they were really going after each other in some pretty personal terms. Klobuchar accusing Buttigieg of just memorizing talking points. And she questioned whether he was calling her dumb for not remembering the name of the Mexican president in an interview that she did recently.
That observation from the AP's Julie Pace. We have one more important point to make about Mayor Mike, which could become an issue, and we'll get to that in just a moment.
Right now, though, the market futures are lower as we head for the bell eventually. Joe Conaway's here with your big money story, Joe.
Paul, it sounds like it'll be a busy spring home improvement season. Remodeling Magazine says the home remodeling project that pays back the best is replacing the garage door. Remodeling says a mid-priced bathroom remodeling costs about $21,000. A minor kitchen remodel costs about $24,000, and putting on a deck costs about $17,000.
Well, forget what you heard about highway tolls coming back to Connecticut. Sounds like it's not going to happen now. Let's go live to Steve Burns, our WCBS reporter in Greenwich this morning on the highway 95. What happened, Steve?
Yeah, Wayne, looks like Governor Lamont just reached the end of his rope with his fellow Democrats in the House and Senate. They asked for the vote to be pushed off another week, and that was it for Lamont. He called a last-minute press conference. He was visibly frustrated, told reporters that lawmakers can't make up their minds, can't make a choice on this, so he's ready to move on. Keep in mind, this was one of Lamont's top priorities, finding money to fix Connecticut's decaying, overcapacity highways. The plan had been very much watered down from the original, going from a toll on cars and trucks a year ago to just a toll on bridges to just a toll on trucks. But now Lamont says it's time to move on, that they're going to start borrowing some money to make repairs, even though that puts taxpayers 100% on the hook. Republicans had been threatening to perform a 30-hour filibuster. Now they're taking a victory lap. Democratic leaders, though, insist the bills are not dead, that they can still muster the votes if they get called for a vote next week.
I'm sorry we were going to miss that 30-hour filibuster. Oh, well, we were so looking forward to that.
Sounds like one of the meetings we have at 10 o'clock in the morning around here.
By the way, among the meetings we do have around here is the 6 o'clock morning news roundup. Yeah. I want to let you know all about it. Sounds a little different in the morning because it is. This is a podcastable takeaway. Listen to us on the go on your phone. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It's very easy. Search WCBS Morning News Roundup, and it'll pop up on your phone every morning.
Changes in the NFL playoffs this year? Brad's next.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. More of the news you need to know to start your day and keep you ahead of the curve.
Bill Dager is here in for Craig Allen with a look at your forecast this morning, Bill.
Well, Paul, a cold morning out there, below the freezing mark across the board right now, and those temperatures will be slow to climb today despite some sunshine mixed with clouds, a high of 38, and very cold tonight, even a little breezy out there making it feel even colder with clearing skies, low 21 by tomorrow morning in the city, teens in the suburbs. Another chilly day on Friday, sunshine 36, but the weekend, it's looking up temperature-wise. We warm up, sunshine 50 on Saturday. Right now, temperatures range from 26 at Elmsford to 30 in Flushing, mostly clear, and 29 in Midtown, and Paul and Wayne, we're headed up to 38.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, we can report one thing, and only one thing, with certainty about the Harvey Weinstein trial that's been going on now. It's not a slam dunk for the jurors, because here we are in day three and the jury is still at it. WCBS's Mac Rosenberg. Mac, where do we stand?
Well, Wayne, so far the jury has asked for a bunch of things, definitions of charges, witness testimony, and other evidence. On Wednesday, they asked for witness testimony from two women, one of them, Mimi Haley, who said that Harvey Weinstein helped her get a job on the reality TV show Project Runway back in 2006. It was that summer, she said, that Weinstein raped her twice. In one of those encounters, Haley says Weinstein backed her into a bedroom where she fell onto the bed as she pleaded with him to stop. After the second time she met Weinstein, Haley said on cross-examination that she didn't stop seeing him. She said she wanted to keep a, quote, professional connection with Weinstein. Now, the other witness testimony the jury asked to review was that of actress Rosie Perez, who corroborated the testimony of another actress, Annabella Sciorra, who told Perez that she had been raped by Weinstein in 1993. Paul and Wayne.
Mac Rosenberg this morning on that story. Switch up for the NFL. Brad Heller is here with what the league may be doing at playoff time.
So, Brad, they want to let more teams in.
They do. The owner's latest CBA proposal is calling for a change from 12 playoff teams to 14. This would go into effect next season. You'd have 7 teams in each conference instead of 6, so 3 wildcard teams in each side instead of 2. Only the number 1 seed now would get a bye instead of the top 2 seeds. Wild card weekend, you'd be looking at 3 games on Saturday, 3 on Sunday. Again, this would take effect next season. The players would still have to ratify the CBA. Now, the union is reportedly on board with this. What they're not on board with, at least officially, is the increase from 16 to 17 regular season games. The owners want that to go into effect in 2021. That would obviously be a much tougher
sell. Can I ask a really dumb question?
Go for it.
What's wrong with the way it is now?
Well, that's, you know, the same thing with Major League Baseball. We were talking about that last week, how they want to expand and have teams pick who they want to play. You get more teams in, more playoff games, more revenue. That's what we're looking at here.
I think it's more games, more food for the fans, and I'd say they're doing it for the fans, so I'm fine
more with tailgating, that. More wings, more nachos.
Hey, what a great finish for Seton Hall last night.
Yeah, they were tied 6/10 of a second left. It was Seton Hall and Xavier. What a finish at the Rock.
Knight gets the basketball, looks around, throws it toward the rim. Mamukulashvili catches, fires, he hits, and Seton Hall wins it! McKnight threw it to the rim. Sandro caught it and in one motion pumped it over the rim and in.
Gary Cohen on Learfield, IMG College. I've been practicing this name. Sandro Mamukulashvili. He was the hero for the Pirates as they won 74-72. They keep sole possession of first place in the Big East. Rutgers losing for the first time at the Rack this season, falling to Michigan. Hockey, the Rangers won their 6th straight on the road. They beat the Blackhawks in Chicago. The Islanders wrapped up an 0-4 road trip with a loss in Colorado. And Roger Federer just announced that he had knee surgery yesterday. He's going to miss the French Open, but hopes to be ready for Wimbledon.
Morning. It's the Morning News Roundup on WCBS. We mentioned a minute ago that there was something else about Mike Bloomberg that the candidates went after on the debate stage last night, and that's one of our 3 things to know right now.
Donald Trump now has a company as a billionaire New Yorker who won't release his tax returns. Mike Bloomberg's taxes became an issue at the debate last night when Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar declared.
It is a major issue because the president of the United States has been hiding behind his tax returns.
Bloomberg would not commit to releasing his tax returns before Super Tuesday, saying that his taxes are too complicated and it takes time because of his enormous wealth.
CBS News 2020 campaign reporter Tim Perry there.
And a second thing to know this morning, a New Jersey town accused of a ticket blitz against minorities. Mayor of North Brunswick wants an independent investigation of the Township Police Department after claims over the past year, repeated claims, that officers have been targeting Black and Latino neighborhoods to reach ticket quotas.
And our third thing to know, West Side Story changed musical theater forever when it opened on Broadway in 1957, and now a radical new version debuts today. CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez.
Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria.
The story and the music are the same. Tony falls in love with Maria.
We'll never be the same.
But the dancing is all new, with more contemporary street-influenced movements. And director Ivo van Hove has added more ethnicity to the cast and reimagined the sets. Still, he knows changing an American classic can be scary.
Everything has to be on the highest level, the singing, the dancing, and the acting. And of course, everybody has an expectation.
Could be. Who?
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Just like Broadway, the venerable WCBS News Radio rolls on with your morning news roundup. Don't forget, by the way, you can take us with you on your morning commute. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Let's dive into the news archives. 88 seconds in sound for this 20th of February.
February 20th, not a good day to be gay.
I am gay, and I would like to believe and be part of a church. However, if the Catholic Church
does not accept me, I don't need to be a part of this church.
1994, Pope John Paul II condemns gay marriage as a disorder, contrary to nature. At a New York St. Francis Xavier Church, Father Matthew Roche likens being gay to a condition like alcoholism.
We try in the parish to be present to the sufferings of the people, no matter what that is.
And 10 years later, 2004, California Governor Schwarzenegger instructs the Attorney General to stop San Francisco from granting gay couples marriage licenses.
The people voted to be against it, and I never wanted to turn over the will of the people.
2003, as people crammed the Station nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island, pyrotechnics set off by the crew of the band Great White ignites foam soundproofing. 100 people died.
We got people in a building.
The band manager got 4 years in prison. Big day in history for New York radio. Newark, actually, in the beginning, when in 1922, our friends down the dial signed on.
Station WOR on L. Bamberger and Company at Newark, New Jersey.
And it was a bad day for broadcasters across the country.
This station has interrupted its regular program at the request of the United States government.
Many of whom had to turn off their radio and TV stations because of a 1971 government goof.
Someone at NORAD in Colorado played the wrong teletype tape. There was and is no emergency, except possibly one suspects within the bureaucracy of NORAD itself at this point.
It lasted 20 minutes.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m., live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.